This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BT and Sal on the Fan. It's Brandon Tierney. Sal, the kind of show here. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. All right. We've got a little resolution here in the Matthew Stafford situation. Would you like me to tell you what it is? Stafford is going to stay with the Rams. Wow. Staying with the Rams. Schefter just put this out there. Was it a tweet? Huff, it was, right? He tweeted this out. So I thought we'd get quick resolution. I really thought, based on one reporting, that the Raiders seemed to be ahead of the Giants and that the Giants were so much viewed as the underdog. That was the word used. I did not think this would bleed into the weekend very deeply, but I am still a little surprised he's staying with the Rams. I can't lie to you. All right, so now that that's done, all right, let's move on from Stafford. Next topic. Think about this the way it goes, right? What do we spend 3 days on Stafford? Really, I mean, I even floated a month or so ago. Oh, thanks for the content, Matthew. Appreciate you, buddy. No, but there is still there's some residual impact now for the locals. All right, let me explore this very quickly. So, if the Raiders would have gotten Stafford, it would have made life easier for the Giants and the Jets. To what degree, I don't know. But the Raiders at 6, the Jets at 7, the Giants at 3. Now, obviously, the Giants have a leg up on drafting a quarterback unless the Raiders are able to swing a trade with the Titans or the Browns, and the Giants either can't match or elect not to, whatever. You know, the Giants should be able to draft the quarterback that they want if they still want to go that route. But the fact that they were so in on Stafford to the point where they had, you know, already communicated to him that they would give him $100 million guaranteed over 2 years tells me, I think the pivot is going to still be to a veteran now if they seem that married to a veteran in Stafford. Now, Stafford's better than Darnold, and Stafford's better than Fields, and Stafford's better than Cousins, and maybe they look at that drop in talent as enough motivation, enough reason to go and get a Sanders or maybe a Cam Ward. But, yeah, I actually think that this impacts the Jets, certainly more than the Giants. But got to keep it more to the Giants because Stafford was not rumored to go to the Jets. So he will stay with the Rams. Giants will have to, you know, whatever their plan B is going to be. I'm sure they've at least had a loose one ready. Now they got to tighten that up and see what happens. And now you got to hope from a Jets perspective that if you're eyeing the same person in the draft, if you're even inclined to take a quarterback at 7, and now we'll see what the Raiders do. Do they go to a Fields or a Darnold? I don't know. Or Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Hey, maybe the Giants should go for Rodgers now. Why not? Throw him on the that'll give us some good content, Huff. The Jets at 7 could be in a dogfight with the Raiders for one of those young kids. All right, back to you. That just broke.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.